20 minutes before the hour here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Can you believe that Ash Wednesday was 2 weeks ago already? Prayer, fasting, almsgiving, the three pillars of Lent. So what's that like if you're at home, and many of us are, and especially if you're a mom, and maybe you're a homeschooling mom as well, a stay-at-home mom with four young children in a pandemic, Lenten almsgiving plus prayer and fasting? That's a full plate, and that's on the plate of Angela Erickson, who's a homeschooling stay-at-home mom for those four young kids, and spending nearly a decade in pro-life activism, from doing apologetics outreach on college campuses around the country to becoming the very first Northern Regional Coordinator for Students for Life of America and directing a pregnancy medical center in central Minnesota. And I know many of you listening on Relevant Radio 1330 will recognize her name and voice from co-hosting Living the Gospel of Life with Brian Gibson on Relevant Radio 1330. Angela, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
What's life been like in your house already this morning? And just with four kids and homeschooling? I mean, that's, we're just exhausted talking about it.
Oh, no, I was exhausted listening to that intro. You know, surprisingly, all the kids are still sleeping. I'm praying it stays that way. They're usually up between 6 and 6:30. So this is a God blessing this morning.
Yeah, this is the quiet time. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. But what's almsgiving life when you're in the middle of homeschooling and taking care of four kids? And what are the age ranges of those four children?
So my oldest is 5, actually, and then my second is turning 4 next week. And so we're stretching from 5 down to 6.5 months. So they're very close together and very, very busy, very active. The idea of going out and volunteering or giving alms can seem a little overwhelming sometimes, because as I think you're alluding to, my hands are full and my calendar is full between schooling the kids and trying to maintain a home, cook meals, things like that. So right now, it's about little sacrifices as much as possible, and then talking a lot with my husband about maybe things that I can do in addition to what I'm doing now with his support. I couldn't do anything if it weren't for him supporting me every step of the way.
With the 5-year-old and the 4-year-old, they're of that age where they understand a little bit of what Lent is about and what fasting is about. How do you teach them about prayer and fasting and also almsgiving during Lent?
Yeah, I think Lent is a really good time to teach about almsgiving. I know a lot of us think about Christmas time as a time to go out and do good works for the poor or people who are needy, which is really what almsgiving is all about. And Lent is a great time for that, as well as the prayer and fasting, of course. For them, we talk a lot about making little sacrifices for Jesus. And so when they offer a sacrifice, I know a lot of parents will do this where they'll have like a jar of dry beans, and they'll have a plate on the table. And every time their children make a sacrifice for the Lord and pray, they'll take one of those dry beans and put it in a plate. And then on Easter, that plate magically turns into jelly beans. So all of those sacrifices are turned into something very sweet. And that's a good way to show in a visual way for the children, you know, the power of sacrifice and how sweet it truly is. I mean, the saints know this well, that offering sacrifices to the Lord for the benefit of souls really is sanctifying and glorifies God in a great way. That's how we can partake in Christ's suffering on the cross. That's what's lacking in his suffering. Is not Christ, in a true sense, his suffering was complete and fulfills everything that we need for our redemption and our salvation, but we have a part to play in that. And so teaching our children to do things maybe outside of their comfort zone, going and helping the poor in a kitchen like you would during Advent. Those are small ways that you can show them how to treat the poor and needy and instill a love of serving the poor at an early age.
Boy, it's a real cool house, Angela, with those beans turning into jelly beans. My beans growing up only stayed as lima beans. They never turned into jelly beans, and I had to eat them, too. That was no fun. I'm moving into your house.
Oh, I love that idea. I love that idea. More jelly beans, the better. Angela, little kids, you know, they're a certain age where my toys are mine and your toys are mine as well. However, little kids are often, you know, when properly motivated, much more willing to give than even adults are. And is that something we need to not forget as we're trying to teach almsgiving to the little ones?
Absolutely. And I think what I have found is approaching it from a place of generosity instead of sharing really changes the paradigm for children because they seem to understand generosity better and they understand that it's a sacrifice unto themselves. It's interesting. I've noticed it, especially with my oldest, when we moved from the language of sharing her toys to being generous and giving selflessly, she was more willing to do that than to share. I can't really explain why that is, but it just seems to be the case. And so there is this intuitive desire for many children, I think, to give in a way that's sacrificial because they know it's inherently good. And they also know that they like receiving that type of generosity, something that is without, without strings attached. They understand that. Whereas with sharing, it's you can have it until I'm ready, until I want it back. And generosity, it's an open-ended gift of some kind. So that's really important. And I think there are so many ways you can do that, even from pro-life work or in the home, instilling that within the lives of your children.
Angela Erickson, your witness is remarkable as a homeschooling stay-at-home mom of four and preparing their souls, preparing them on the path to heaven. How do you stay on that path with everything that you've got going on?
That's a good question. Sometimes it can be really hard. And we know, especially during these dry penitential seasons, sometimes it seems like the spiritual warfare kind of ramps up. So I think a lot of it for me is rooted in reading scripture or listening to it. I've really loved the Bible in a Year podcast with Father Mike Schmitz right now through Ascension Press. But really the Word of God is kind of a healing balm for my soul. And if it weren't for his word lifting me up, I just don't think I could do this because I fall so often, as I think many of us do. So being rooted in prayer and praying the rosary, I just always find that redirects all of my anxiety. It calms my soul, and it seems to help me persevere when I think I'm a little overwhelmed or there just aren't enough hours in the day.
The power of that rosary and the family rosary across America with Father Rocky. You can pray that tonight with your family at 7:00 Central Time. Angela Erickson, you have to come back more often. You're just this remarkable witness for us, not only as a great mom, as a Catholic mom, giving a firm faith foundation to your four kids, but also seeing very, very clearly what your role is as a mom, as a homeschooling mom, and also as a Catholic woman. And you've been very inspiring to us, Angela. Look forward to our next conversation. Thank you.